2 Corinthians 4. And the text today will be 2 Corinthians 4, 1 through 18. And can you say amen,
amen
when you get to that text?
Amen. Amen.
All right, and it reads, therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced his grace underhand ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth. We will commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel or the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servant, for Jesus Christ's sake. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, so that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We're afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, the life in you. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, I believe and so I spoke. We also believe and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. But this light momentary affliction is preparing us for eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but the things that are seen, but things that are seen are transient, but the things that are seen are eternal. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this lovely day as your word is being preached. Lord, give me the words to say as I preach. And Lord, kill my flesh today if it is not in your word. And Lord, I pray that you speak today and not I. Mm. Lord, let your word go forth to the people and let them be able to hear it. Not for my sake, not for anyone's sake, but for your glory alone, Lord. Mm. And amen.
Amen.
So, there's a fable that talks about a rabbit, right? That boasted about how fast he could run. He was laughing at a turtle for being so slow. So the turtle challenged the rabbit to a race, right? And the rabbit accepted the challenge as a joke. Like, man, you slow. And as the race began, the rabbit ran a long distance ahead of the turtle, just like everyone thought he would. When the rabbit got to the halfway point, he did not see the turtle anywhere. He called out for him, "Turtle, where are you?" But also, it was hot, and he was tired. So he decided to take a nap, short nap. He thought since he was so far ahead of him, he could beat him because he was so fast. But the rabbit was surprised because he slept so long that the turtle passed him while he was asleep. As the rabbit wakes up, the turtle had already finished the race. So family, let us learn from this story where we shall not boast in ourselves, but let us boast in Christ. Mm. Also, we see that the turtle didn't have a good beginning, but was able to take home the victory because he kept fighting to the end.
Mm.
Family, the turtle endured. But as I transition over to my text, Paul wrote this letter to the Corinthians church, right? But let's go back and let's look at Paul's history. Now, in Acts, we know Paul used to kill Christians, things like that. But Acts, on the road to Damascus, He was blinded like God. And ever since then, he went from killing Christians to bringing people to life. But no, as he keeps on going in Romans, he writes a letter to the Romans and talking about salvation in Christ. But he didn't stop there. He kept going. In 1 Corinthians, he started writing a letter to the Corinthian church about the divisions and certain decisions, certain things within the church. And now we're here in 2 Corinthians, where he's just telling people to live their life in Christ. But I'll be talking about 2 Corinthians 4, 1 through 18. And as I transition to this, the title of this sermon is Victory Doesn't Go to the One with the Good Beginning. And my first point is saved by the gospel, verse 1 through 6. My second point is trials will come, verse 7 through 12. And my third point is confidence through the trials, 13 through 15. And my last point is why we endure to the end, verse 16 through 18. Now, as Paul was writing his letter, he was saying, since we have been saved by the mercy of God, we shall not lose heart. We have been given the gospel to change our lives first, from loving sin to loving the Lord, but also from the old covenant to the new covenant. Since the gospel has been shared to us, our duty is to share the gospel to others. Paul talks about the gospel being veiled and how his veil to the unbelievers. With the God of this world has blinded them from seeing the gospel. Family, let us be like Paul preaching the gospel, and let us not allow our care to get in the way of the gospel. Let us be rejected because of the gospel and not our cares. Let us preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and not ourselves. For we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, as revealed by scriptures alone, to the glory of God alone. And let us show the light of Christ that is in us. As I talked about the rabbit and the turtle in the race, the turtle dealt with trials also. He was losing and getting ridiculed because he was slow. Now that leads up to my next point. Trials will come. Now if you're in Christ, we are treasures of God. And Paul is using treasures to relate to the gospel ministry. And he is using jars of clay for representation of us as humans being weak. If we trust in the Lord, trials will come. We will be pushed, afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, family. We're persecuted, we're struck down, but we're not destroyed by the enemy. For scripture says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But family, let us trust in Christ while we're going through these trials. Romans 5, 3 through 4 says, through him we have also attained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So let us trust the Lord. And as I transition to that, if we trust in the Lord, we shall have confidence through the trials. My next point is confidence through the trials. Family, let us have confidence during trials. Paul is saying, since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, I believe, so I spoke, we also believe, and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence, for it is all for your sake, so that as grace is given to more and more people, it may increase the thanksgiving to the glory of God. As we have confidence through the trials, let us look to Christ and let us look to the glory of God and give him thanksgiving through the ups and through the downs. But if we do have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, and if you believe in Christ's family, let us have confidence, not in ourselves, but in grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone, as revealed by scripture alone, to the glory of God alone. For everything that is happening is working out for the good of Rome, for the good of us. For Romans 8:28 says that all things work together for those who love Christ. So family, I repeat, trust in the Lord and not man and not yourself. Christ went through these things. He co-suffered with us daily. So let us look at God's glory while going through these trials. Family, if you are in Christ, you're protected. We may fall, but we get up. And we trust in the Lord through these trials. These afflictions are made light in Christ. And as I go to my next point, this is why we endure to the end. So, I was listening to a speaker, right? And he said that pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or a year. But eventually, it will subside. And something else takes the place. But if I quit, however, it will last forever. Let us understand, family, that these trials won't last forever. And what you're going to won't last. That's why we endure to the end. But not only that, a scholar of the word says that afflictions is a part of the process. No one will see what's behind a closed door, but the outer man is being built from the inner man. Hey, family, if we say we love the Lord, let us trust in Him, because the enemy is coming. There's no doubt about it. But the Lord is by your side, and that's not a, and there's no doubt about that. We are going to have hard times, family, but we go through them. We go through them because pain and pressure will come. But again, if you've ever thought about gold being put in the fire and pressed through the fire, it comes out even better. So let us look forward to the outcome. Because, and not only that, as we look through the Bible, we see suffering all over. So we see David suffering. We've seen Peter struggling. We've seen Joseph endure to the end. They suffered, but they endured. But the most important thing is Jesus endured to the end. And family,
yes.
You shall endure to the end. I don't think I heard him. Family, you shall endure to the end. And as I go, let us pray. Heavenly Father,